Good morning, guys. Today, as you know, is short yardage, goal line, red zone, third down, all important situational football things that we do today. And the guys are tuned in, locked in, and rightfully so. Anytime that you play the Green Bay Packers at their place, you need to be locked in. A very good team in all rights. So with that, I'll open it up for any questions. There is. Every quarterback has his own identity and his own idiosyncrasies, so to speak, but the offense is still the same. You look at the number of passes, you look at the number of runs, that part's still the same. He just does his things a little bit different, and every quarterback does. So we'll look at the tape, see what he does well, and see if we can stop it. No, that's what type of team they are. I think every team in the NFL has the next man up mentality, and they're no different. And he's an NFL quarterback, and he's quite capable of making those plays, which shows up on tape. So if he's making them, I fully expect them to keep doing them. And the receivers are making big plays for him. No, we don't have a ton of tape, but that's okay. All you can do is look at the tape that there is and see what they do and go from there. Yep, listed on the injury report, and I'll let Les talk to that. We always let the head coach talk to the injury report situation, so I imagine he'll address that later on. Yes. He did. But I tell you what, Fred made up for that in a big way with how he played the next. That was the first snafu, and the next play wasn't great. But after that, he had a tremendous football game. So he more than made up for that with his play. He got off the ball. The one thing that Fred did that we like is he's playing consistent football. It's not one play here, one play there, and then he goes silent for a while. He's doing his job. He's playing consistent football, which is a big deal with him handling the A-gap, and sometimes it's A to A, and that's a big deal for us that he's shutting down the middle of the field. So we're liking what Fred is doing, and we like the way that he came back after being out. And sometimes guys take a little step backwards, but Fred didn't. He came back and played well. It does, but it's not just what he does. It's also how LaTroy is handled when he comes back, whenever that happens. So it's not just Fred. It's not just Kevin. It's also how LaTroy functions when he returns. It is. But not just getting off the ball, but getting off with some power. He does a great job of using his hands and getting off the ball and he made some plays, so that's flattened out and made some good plays, so that's always nice when you have a disruptive force in the middle. Guys in and out of the secondary a lot lately, is that do you feel that you're where you need to be this weekend, the secondary? Well, we'd like to have the guys that are typically our starters back. We'd like to have Harrison back. We'd like to have those guys back, but I think that's the nature of the NFL. Everybody has injuries, and you have to find a way to win ball games, to get the next guy in, have that guy be prepared, and have that guy play well. They don't have to be the guy that they are in there for. They just need to do their job, get lined up, and as we always say, execute the defense. And I think that's what the guys are working towards. Well, that's one of the things going into that ball game that we wanted to do was make sure that we tried not to make them two-dimensional. When a team is two-dimensional, it's tough to play football. And one of the things that we said was we wanted to be better on third down. If you're good on first and second down, it gives you a chance on third down. And I think the guys executed that part of the game plan. No.
Not really. We'll decide this week who'll be that replacement for Josh, and that part doesn't change a whole bunch, especially with what they do. They have a lot of nickel or not of sub packages, so that's the way the NFL has gone to. The nickel really is a starter or that third corner. Most people are three wides nowadays. The fullback has almost become a rarity in the NFL. So. You know what? Our guys will play in any weather. It's football. It's Sunday, and that's what they're built for. So the weather has no bearing on what we do and how we feel about playing ball. Thank you, guys.